Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shiur is generously sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ayinvov in the Ohiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting in the eighth line from the top in Amud Aleph. Chizkiyah said, Hoitzi Chavilu Meshus HaYochid L'Shus HaRabim. He's taking a very large package from Meshus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim. Now this package is higher than 10 Tfachim, at least in the length. So when he's taking it out, it's sticking out above 10 tefachim. Meaning, while it's sitting in Shusirabim, and it's the length is facing up, this package is above 10 tefachim. Then he may lay down the package on its side, and it will be within 10 tefachim. When he placed the Shusharabim first, it wasn't full in Shusharabim, because the Shusharabim just goes up to 10 Fachim. And this package is above 10 Fachim. So even though later he put it down, he's still Patur, as we saw in our Mishnah, because he didn't do it in one shot. The Gemara brings a similar case. Omar Shua Bav Yitzchak, Koitzi Koyu, takes out a beam, Mishusayoch to Shusharabim. So a beam is very, very long. Actually, Nichab Shusharabim, before he placed it laying down Shusharabim, Nichnas Roisho, Lerushusayoch Dacheris. Meaning the beam is partially in Shus HaYochid and partially in Shus HaRabim. Then he rolls it over and puts it only in Shus HaRabim. Hoil vein kulo nichev Shus HaRabim potter. Because it wasn't placed in one shot of Shus HaRabim, which is in two stages, so he is potter. Omar Bechron, even shin is sun of Shus HaRabim, gvoya asor verichov arbo. So you have a stone, it's 10 tefachim high, and the width is 4. So it has a din of Shus HaYochid. Someone who puts anything from Shus HaRabim to it is considered to be putting into Shus HaYochid, or from it to Shus HaRabim is also considered to be putting something from Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim and his chayav. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel speaks about a similar case. Kupo, you have a basket, shimilei appears full of fruits, finisun Shus HaRabim, and it's in Shus HaRabim. Kvoya asor v'chov arbo, it has the height of 10 and the width of 4. Size of Shus HaYochid. Hamishtavish mitoyach Shus HaRabim, or Meshus HaRabim mitoyach HaPotter. Someone takes a fruit from Shus HaRabim, puts it into it, in Shus HaYochid, or vice versa, from it to outside, he's Potter. Says the Gemara, Ma'u Polik? Does he argue on the first Meimra? Does he argue on Abi Yochanan regarding the stone? Says the Gemara, no. Kam b'shovcho al tzido, kam b'shaloyovcho al tzido. Meaning, what Shmuel is talking about is he put the basket tilted on its side. Originally, it was standing up, and it was the height of 10 and the width of 4. Now, he tilted on its side, so it's only the height of 4 and the width of 10. So that's now Shus HaYochid, that's a karmelis. So once he tilted to the side, now taking out from the basket to Shus HaRabim, and vice versa, is not considered to be being from Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim. But if it was standing straight, it would be like a Be'echanon, that once you take out from it, you can be chayav, even though he's going through a mock-up tour, even though he's going through a place above 10, but it's not sitting there. It's going in one shot from Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim, so he'd be chayav. Rabbi Barachia Boy, Rabbi Barachia asked the question, Okar Evan Shus HaRabim Gvoy HaSor V'Rechov HaRabo. You have a stone, the height of 10 and the width of 4. Mat Ovidlo, what do you do with it when you pick it up? Because the stone, while sitting, it's a Shus HaYochid. Now he picked it up, it's not a Shus HaYochid anymore, it's in the air. He places it down, he's putting it in Shus HaRabim, and right away you put it into Shus HaRabim, it turns to be a Shus HaYochid. So do you say, Ke Mishtamish Mitoich L'Shus HaRabim? Option number one is, when you start with Shus HaYochid, you pick it up, and then you put it placed in Shus HaRabim, it's as if you take it from Shus HaYochid and put it into Shus HaRabim. Or, Meshus HaRabim L'Soicho, maybe the opposite. The stone is sitting in Shus HaRabim. When you pick it up, it loses the Shus HaYochid. So it's not considered to be that you took from Shus HaYochid. It's considered to be you took from Shus HaRabim. And now that you placed it in Shus HaRabim, it's considered now that you put it into Shus HaYochid. So as if you took from Shus HaRabim to Shus HaYochid. So you'll be chayav. Or, Meshus HaRabim L'Shus HaRabim Acheres. Maybe it's considered that you take it from Shus HaRabim, put it in Shus HaRabim. Because the stone, when it's sitting, is a Shus HaYochid. But the minute you picked it up, so it's not Shus HaYochid anymore. So now it's as if you picked up from Shus HaRabim. You placed it in Shus HaRabim. The moment before you picked it up, it was a Shus HaYochid. The moment after you placed it down, it was a Shus HaYochid. But in between, what you did is take it from Shus HaRabim to Shus HaRabim. So Gemara has a suffix. What is the din in this case? The Gemara brings a similar question in Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Rabbanan Dekisrin Amrin, Rabbi Yochanan Bai. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question. Nosan Chamisho Agabei Chamisho. He has a tell, like some pillar, which is 10 Fachim high. He has another one which is 5 Fachim high. The one which is 10 Fachim high is Shus HaYochid. The one who's 5 fachimai is a karmelis. But nasar chamisha al gabei chamisha, he took from the pole, from the pillar of 10 fachim, he took a piece of 5 fachim, and he put it into the one which is 5 fachimai. So the one which is 10 now turned to be 5, and the one which was 5 now turned to be 10. Mat ovid loinu, how do you consider this? Kemishtamish usayochid le karmelis? Do you say he took from a pillar of 10 fachim, that was which was ayochid, and then he put it on to some one which is 5 fachim? That's a karmelis. So he took from shusayachid and put it into a karmelis, and it's a isur derabon. Or you'll say mikarmelis shusayachid. After he took out from the 10th fachimai, it turned to be 5. So we know now that he took it from a karmelis. And now once he placed it on the 5, it became to be 10. It became to be a shusayachid. So it's considered to be he took from a karmelis and placed it into shusayachid. So it's again isur derabon. Or maybe mishusayachid lishusayachid acheres. Maybe before he took it out, it was a 10th fachimai pole. He took out a piece of 5, so he's taking from Shusayachid because it was 10 fachim. He places on the next pole, now that turns to be 10 fachim. So now that is a Shusayachid. So it's considered to be he took from one Shusayachid to another Shusayachid, which is not even also Midrabban, it's Mutar Midrabban. How do you look at these cases, two similar cases with a similar question, similar concept? Halacha Gimel Zog de Mishnah. Hamoitzi Beimi Minoi, this man, if a person takes out in his right hand, Beimi Smoilo with his left hand, Betoy Chekoy in his bosom, or El Ksefoy on his shoulder, Chayov. Sheken Masab Nikas, the way the Levim took out in the time of the Mishkan, they used all these ways of taking out. I think we're going to explain exactly how. Laacha Yodoy, on the top of his hand, meaning the back of his hand, Beragloy in his foot, Ubefiv in his mouth, Uvimar Pekoy in his elbow, Beozno in his ear, Ubisaroy tying to his hair, he's tying it up to a belt that has an opening to the bottom, meaning it's like a pocket, but it's facing downwards. Between his belt and his clothing, the seam of his clothing, in his shoe, his sandal, potter. That second list is one is potter because that's now the way to take things out. You're saying that the Levine took out on their shoulder. But Lechora says, the Levine took out on their shoulder, only things that are very heavy, like a big beam. They put it on their shoulder. Did they take out something which is very light, the size of a gregarious, the size of a fig? Did they put that also on the shoulder? Is that the normal way to take out? Says the Moksiv, Uf Kudas Elozor Ben Aaron Akoyin. Elozor Ben Aaron Akoyin, what was he responsible for? Shemen Hamor, the oil. Victorious Asomim, the Ktoiris. Uminchas Atomid, the Mincha, the flour. Veshemen Amishcha, the oil that was used for the Kalim. And that's the items that Elozor Ben Aaron Akoyin took out. So the word now Dashans. Shemen Hamor, where did he carry the shem and the oil he put in the menorah? Where did he put it? Bimin, in his right hand. The ketores asomim, where did he put the ketores? Besmoil, in his left hand. Umincha satomi shel yoim, where did he put the mincha satomi shel yoim? Meaning the mincha, the flour that was put on his back every day. Tluyo bezroyo. So the Pashup Shah means it was hanged on his elbow, but the Reb Chaim says that can't be, because the Mishnah says you're not chayav on that. Elama, it's talking about on his shoulder. It was put on his shoulder. And according to this chat, that was the answer of the Gemara. Gemara asks, did the Levine put on their shoulder something which is not heavy? Answer is yes, because the laws of Aaron HaKohen, he put the mincha on his shoulder. Shemen HaMishcha HeChonoyo, where was the oil of Shemen HaMishcha that they put on the kelim and on the kranim? HeChanei HaNosu, where was it put? Rav Avoyim B'Shem HaBlozer Kemin Tzloichiz Ketano HoYoloi B'Afundosoi. He carried it in his belt, and here is the mocker that you put something in the bosom that is considered to be carrying. So from those Ben Aaron HaKohen, you see many of the ways they were taking out from Shusayach to Shusarabim. Now says the word, by the way, you see Elozor Ben Aaron HaKohen is taking all these items. In Toyma Shaya Kota, maybe say he was not so important, that's why he was carrying all these things. Omer B'Shua Ben Levi, see what says in the Pasuk? V'nosi Nesie Alevi Elozor Ben Aaron. He was the Nasi of the Nasim. Doich Duchonim Hoyo. He was in charge and the ones who were in charge. He was number one of the Levim. Abiyudu Rabbi Omar, Markaloi. He was a Markal. What is a Markal? Tarim Chiyo Namikashwa Markal. Shayamar Halakol. He was in charge and everything. So different ways he gave the title of Elozor Ben Aaron HaKohen. So what's the shot that he's carrying all these small items? Elashayin Gdulo Bepaltin Shemelech. nobody has gadlus in the palace of the king. Palace of the king, everybody's considered to be a small person. And even the biggest one, it does even the smallest jobs. Tadeshin is the garbage coming out of the Mizbeach. And he wears the big day kehuna and does it. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you take out the garbage? You're wearing the clothing of a kohen. The same answer. In the palace of the king, there's no chashivas. It doesn't matter. Koyen bikunosoy with his big day koyen gadol, he's still doing avoidas that are very simple, taking out the garbage. Because when you're in the palace of the king, everybody else doesn't have any chashivas. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Ayin Vov.